This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
I'm Jeb Burnside, and welcome to this edition of Aviation Safety Magazine's continuing series of podcasts on AvWeb. With me today is Gary Hemphill, Executive Director of the National Intercollegiate Flying Association, or NIFA. We want to talk a little bit about spot landings, and NIFA has an ongoing series of competitions among various colleges that are members of its organization. Gary, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
It's my pleasure.
Among all of the other competitions, the spot landing competition, at first glance perhaps, would seem to be one of the more popular competitions. Is that the case in your experience?
Oh, absolutely. The three big ones are the two landings and the navigation event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're flying events.
Sure.
And these kids are out there because they want to fly.
Yeah.
They put up with us giving them the ground events because we're trying to find who is the best overall contestant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even our schedule for competitions we build around the nav event is always done first because we need the best weather, and if we need to delay a day or two to get to it, then we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both the short field and the power off. Those are the next premier events, and we're going to do those again as weather allows us to get it done.
Well, also in your experience, is there any skill or understanding level that students bring to the spot landing contest that serves them well to help them win that contest?
Actually, it's going back to, I ran an aviation program at a university for quite a while, and you know, one thing we've always told our students were, you need to be doing this as a routine. This is not something that you prepare for just a competition. Every time that you're out there flying, you need to be doing the same thing. Every time you make a landing, you need to be setting up the same way. It's a matter of, because of their inexperience, it's an opportunity to gain them better flying skills. You know, maybe at 5,000 hours they can sit back and say, well, I'll just make a regular landing this time. But mm-hmm. when they're down at the lower end, we tell them, do this all the time. Every landing should be an attempt to hit the target line. There are different levels of experience. You know, we've got some students who just got their pilot's license,
mm-hmm.
and they're relatively inexperienced. And then we've got some students who, even some who have delayed getting their CFI because they wanted to compete at one more national, so high time students. So we get the variance on the skill level there. When you've got a student that's been doing the competitions for 3 years, they're pretty sharp.
Well, very good. Well, Gary, how could our listeners find out more about NIFA and about the intercollegiate contests?
Well, you can certainly go to our website, which is www.nifa.us.
That's NIFA.us?
That's correct,
okay.
NIFA.us. And there you'll see the links to all the regional competitions, our calendar of events. All the member schools are listed there and the teams. There's also a history section, the archives. We've got programs from all the different ones we've held in the past. There's a lot of information there.
Okay. I notice you also have rules for the various competitions, including the spot landing contest. And I was reading over some of those rules for the spot landing contest, and I just thought, you know, so all of this is just a very good primer on how to fly a pattern, how to set up for a landing at any airport. Certainly worth researching and reading and understanding on any pilot's part.
Correct. These rules have been developed, well, the first set of rules that I'm aware of came in 1972. And there's been a lot of flight instructors who sit down every year and look at this and come up with revisions to the rules. Everything we do in our competitions is oriented towards taking the student towards a regular flying career. I know when you say flight competitions, the first thing that pops into people's minds is, oh, we're going to go out and watch aerobatics.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is not anything that we do. We're strictly by the book, do the accuracy landings, do your cross-country planning. Everything that you would do any day that you just happen to go out to the airport and want to go on a cross-country flight or even just stick around in the pattern.
Interesting. Very good. Well, Gary, thank you for joining us. Gary Hemphill, Executive Director, the National Intercollegiate Flying Association. Gary, thanks again.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
I'm Jeb Burnside, reporting for Aviation Safety Magazine and AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.